Rapos.
Hello and welcome to your Sunday afternoon helping of all things real estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and joining me today in the broadcast booth are Darcy Burson, senior vice president and co-brokerage manager, as well as associate broker Melissa Pippin-Carson, both of Sotheby's International Realty. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you. We're delighted to be here.
Well, I'm delighted to have you. And in a couple of minutes, we're going to actually get into a conversation with Darcy and Melissa about where the real estate market is today. So all sorts of very, very contemporary real estate news. So stay tuned. But before we do that, I invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are fans of all things real estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to www.atreradio.com. That's, for those who want to do it in longhand version, www.allthingsrealestateradio.com, and check out these stellar companies. And one of these companies, Deborah Otten Architecture, can provide you with a full range of architectural design. So check out Deborah's firm by going to our website. Again, that's www.atreradio.com. Also, if you want to send us your own real estate comments and questions, just drop me an email at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com. And I'll make sure that I read it on today's show if we have time. As always, we have a lot going on with the program today, and I want to kick things off by getting some state of the market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Good afternoon, Andrew. What thoughts do you have for the listeners today?
Well, Ray, 'tis the season to be jolly, and Darcy and Tommy and the Sotheby's crowd can certainly celebrate a successful merger.
Yes, indeed.
But as I said a couple of weeks ago, it appears that Santa may be bringing us, in the mortgage world, a bag of coal. The Federal Reserve is committed, and said so again this last week, to quantitative easing. And the investors who buy mortgage-backed securities don't seem to be real happy about it. On the other hand, it seems that Ben Bernanke and the Federal Reserve has really successfully guided us through the worst of this recession, and perhaps the plan for lower rates has yet to bear fruit. In the last month, the 30-year rate has jumped from 4 3/8 to 5%, adding about $75 a month to a $200,000 mortgage. 5% is still a really good rate, and at the end of last week, there was a glimpse of a rally. A Christmas rally, hopefully, giving us some hope for jewels among these nuggets of coal. It's anybody's guess where rates will go from here, but I think that we'll see them stay below 5%, which, you know, last year at this time we thought was a really great rate. So I think that there's an inducement for buyers who are sitting on the fence and interested in buying. And you know, I hope that some of those buyers may consider the purchase of a new home. And there are some awesome deals, which I think Melissa and Darcy will talk about. But it's as an homage to the spirit of the season. So, you know, it is a good time to buy.
You know, we beat this drum every single week, and you're absolutely right. Though you don't know where the rates are going to go, Andrew, you don't have that crystal ball. You would be worth millions and millions of dollars if you did, that's for sure. But I guess the important point, really 3 points. One is interest rates are still at historic low levels. Number
Absolutely.
Two is in the Santa Fe market in particular, there is great inventory at moderate prices. So if you are a buyer out there, now is the time to go out and do it. And indeed, Melissa and Darcy and I are going to talk a lot about that because there's a lot of good news to tell people. So anyway, Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, thank you for your commentary. I'll talk to you next Sunday, okay?
Absolutely. Have a good Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I want to reintroduce, again, Darcy Burson, Senior Vice President and Co-Brokerage Manager at Sotheby's International Realty, along with our colleague, Associate Broker Melissa Pippin-Carson. It's great to have both of you on the show with me today. And, Darcy, I'd like to start this off by saying that the landscape of real estate in Santa Fe has significantly changed with the acquisition by Sotheby's International Realty of Santa Fe Realty Partners. Now, as the person who's been running Sotheby's International Realty for many years now, quite successfully, what is your personal view? I mean, we'll talk a lot about the business mechanics, but what's your personal view about this acquisition of merging these two forces together?
Well,
To say that I'm not excited, I mean, I'm so excited about this. It's unbelievable. Basically, what we've done is we've created a company that brings the expertise, the professionalism of, and the market share that Sotheby's has always had here in Santa Fe. And we also bring in a whole new group of people that also have that same experience and expertise and professionalism. And we also bring our market share. I mean, right now we're at just under 35%, which is huge.
Yeah, and we're moving towards 40% and maybe even beyond. We want to be realistic about this, but a near 35% share of the market transactions is pretty significant. And the good news, really, for listeners, if you're a buyer or a seller, is that that is a validation that you're working with the top-flight firm. Now, coming from Santa Fe Realty Partners, and we were speaking about this in the green room before the show started, our firm, our former firm, brought a lot of assets to the table, as you pointed out.
Without a doubt. And the thing that we're most excited about that Santa Fe, you know, the old Santa Fe Realty Partners firm brings to the table is their internet and technology assets. And, you know, that's where we're going. That's the most important marketing tool that we have. And what Tommy and Darlene and their crew have done is just, it's really quite amazing.
That's Tommy Gardner, who is now the sharing the responsibility as co-brokerage manager with you, and Darlene Street, who were the former co-owners of Santa Fe Realty Partners. And indeed, we from that side of the aisle were quite impressed with the commitment that they made a long time ago to the technology side of it. And in fact, they made really a stellar internet presence for the firm. But I want to shift over to our colleague, Melissa Pippin Carson, who is also an associate broker and a quite successful one, I might point out.
Oh, yes, she is.
Sotheby's International Realty. From your standpoint, as someone who's there in the trenches, working every single day with buyers and sellers, doing quite a great job, what does this merger mean to you, Melissa?
Well, I think what Santa Fe Realty Partners brings, again, is the technology. The website, you know, was always first in the rankings. It was always coming up. I think that will enable all of the brokers within the whole family now the range, a broader base of tools to use, because fundamentally it is about each and every broker, and it's about the tools that they bring to their clients, their buyers and their sellers to, you know, sell the property, market it. And so this broader bag of tools is going to help all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I think the idea to network with the brokers on a broader scale is definitely something that we're all going to benefit by.
Yeah. Well, and this is a love fest here for sure. But, Darcy, you know this, that I'm also a Sotheby's agent back in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And so with this merger, I came to the table recognizing already the value, the global reach that Sotheby's International Realty provides to the greater Santa Fe area, and really is making with this merger our firm the top firm in northern New Mexico. I guess maybe I want to get your perspective, Darcy, as a professional, as someone who's running a major firm. What's your general view about where the state of the real estate market is here in Santa Fe?
I am very optimistic. I'm cautiously optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, you know, when we look at what we've been doing and we combine our numbers, and, yeah, I mean, the main thing here is it obviously is still a buyer's market.
Right.
I think our brokers, when I say our brokers, when we combine forces between these two companies, now we're all one, have done an excellent job of being realistic with their sellers.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel that, you know, we're seeing an uptick in the market, and it's been a slow uptick, but we've been seeing that for quite some time.
Right.
And I think we'll continue to see that, and I think that's going to be, you know, I think we'll see a different real estate climate, say, by the second quarter of next year.
And optimistically, again, and being cautious, and that's why you hesitated there when you started answering. That's a good sign of being cautiously optimistic. But when you say a change in the market, it's going to be for the better, of course.
Without a doubt. That's my opinion.
And we're actually starting to see that already. I've noticed that, and Melissa, you probably can speak to this as well, that people with this merger are starting to come to Sotheby's International Realty for two reasons. One is great name to begin with SIR, but also, too, Santa Fe Realty Partners had a good presence as well. So I think most consumers are saying, gosh, we don't have to go any further than this firm, correct?
Definitely. It seems very robust right now. Roger and I, we've just closed 4 transactions this month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very busy. I think I've been telling a lot of my clients that everyone was sort of on hold waiting for the election. And I think
right.
now that that's passed, I've seen definitely an uptick in business. I'm very excited about it. I think the slight rise in interest rates and the perceived notion that this is really the bottom. There are some great deals out there. Now is the time to get into the market. Now is the time to buy. And we're definitely seeing the activity.
And you mentioned him by name, Rogers, your husband, who also you collaborate with in a real estate standpoint. We're going to talk in the next segment a little bit about your background, but I'm just curious, how does that work, husband and wife team?
Spouses selling houses.
There you go. I've heard that phrase before, yeah. And it works well, doesn't it?
It does work very well. Roger and I, we're very successful. We offer to our clients 2 different perspectives, but the same focus. And mm-hmm. so I think that appeals to a great deal of our clients.
Mm-hmm. So you're complementing each other as far as what you offer to clients, right?
Exactly. When he takes the husband out into the garage, the wife and I go look at the kitchen.
Oh,
and so
oh there you go. Okay. And that's better than taking them to the woodshed, right?
That's right.
I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate just a second or two earlier. When I come back, I want to continue my conversation with my 2 special guests here in the studio today. I have Darcy Burson, who is the Senior Vice President, Co-Brokerage Manager of Sotheby's International Realty, along with our associate broker colleague, Melissa Pippin-Carson. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Ho, ho, ho. What would you like for Christmas, little boy?
I'm 40, Santa, but look, I'm good. I got what I needed from Splurge.
Splurge?
Yeah. You sign up at splurgenm.com and get emailed a great deal every day on local goods and services at discounts of 50% or more. You can even follow the deals on Facebook and Twitter. My wife said it really helps stretch our holiday gift budget, and the money stays right here in Santa Fe.
How can Santa splurge?
You go to splurgenm.com for details and registration. Splurge. You are so worth it.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
For computer purchases, service, and repairs, call Supercomputer. Call us for PC and Mac repairs, game console repairs, virus removal, and data recovery. Plus, check out our new and used systems, laptops, accessories, cables, and parts. Get a Cricket GoPhone prepaid cell phone and use our in-house recharge station or bill pay center. Supercomputer, 2010 Sirius Road in the College Plaza Shopping Center, down from GameStop. 995-8077, pickup and delivery, senior and student discounts, fast service, and reasonable pricing. Timeslice.com.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing an in-studio show. You know, we did a lot of remote broadcasts this last year. Gino Thompson, my producer, actually were out on 25 occasions. Most of those were with fellow brokers doing open houses. And now with this combination of brokers with Santa Fe Realty Partners and Sotheby's International Realty, it just opens up occasions for me to be on the road constantly, Darcy. So we're looking at actually introducing this concept, which works so well with the Santa Fe Realty Partners crew, and doing all sorts of broker open houses throughout the rest of the year. And I'll never be back in the studio. That's fine with me. Gino likes it because he can do what he wants here, and I'm away from the place. So anyway, before we go back into our conversation, I know that there are a lot of noble causes out there that are worth supporting, and one of them is dollarsforschools.org, administered in partnership with the Santa Fe Community Foundation.
Which, as you know, is very dear to my heart.
Exactly. Darcy Burson is actually a member of the board of directors of the Santa Fe Community Foundation. And the goal of dollarsforschools.org, which you well know, Darcy, is to raise money to benefit specific classrooms and projects in the Santa Fe public schools. at a time when funds have been cut for programs such as the arts, athletics, field trips, and extracurricular activities. It is hoped that support can be offered by the generosity of individuals and small businesses for these and many other public school programs. A fully tax-deductible donation of as little as $25 can help improve the lives of many children and push Santa Fe schools to higher national rankings. Sotheby's International Realty is a strong supporter of this worthy program, and we hope that you can find it in your heart to also help out these kids who are the future of our own town and nation. So please check out dollarsforschools.org. That's dollarsforschools.org, and bring a little cheer this holiday season to a cause that really needs your help. So I want to go back to my conversation with Darcy Burson, who is the Senior Vice President and Co-Brokerage Manager of Sotheby's International Realty, along with Melissa Pippin-Carson, who is the Associate Broker that we have in the studio with us today. I want to give you guys a chance to talk about yourself. How about that, huh?
Great.
I'll start with you, Melissa.
Okay.
What brought you to Santa Fe, and, before you answer that question, why is real estate important to you as a profession?
I came to visit my parents, who actually settled here a long time ago, but back in 1990, I first came to Santa Fe. It was unlike any other place I had ever lived, and I just knew I had to make it my home. So I moved here in 1992. In 2001, I started real estate, and my husband joined me in 2004.
Right.
I love real estate.
Uh-huh.
I love the excitement of it. I love helping buyers and sellers. I love the details involved in every transaction. I love the competitiveness. I love the technology.
Yeah.
I love homes, architecture, design, all of these things. They just thrill me. So those are the reasons that I'm in real estate.
Well, that kind of enthusiasm is probably the foundation as to why you've become very successful, because I think it becomes something that people can read rather quickly. It's genuine. And, in fact, people are looking in these difficult times, difficult on many levels, not just economically, but time is short. But they're looking for a professional who has, A, the enthusiasm and the knowledge base, and it seems that you and your husband bring that to the table. Darcy Burson, who is the Duomo, the co-brokerage manager of Sotheby's International Realty, sharing it with Tommy Gardner, that responsibility, which is a big one. What brought you here? And actually, you have a lot of pedigree. You've been with Sotheby's for a long time.
17 years.
Yeah. So what brought you to Santa Fe?
Well, I out of college, decided I needed to have a little bit of fun, and I moved to have a little break. Honestly, I didn't know what I wanted to do as a grown-up. So I moved to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which is where I'd spend my summers working in the park system.
Mm-hmm.
And that was supposed to be about a six-month period. It ended up being 12 years.
Wow. Oh.
I went to work with an affiliate of Sotheby's at that time, and once I was licensed. And honestly, I don't know how to sell real estate without Sotheby's. I've never worked for another company. So back in 2004, I was offered a position to manage the Sotheby's brokerage here, and came to Santa Fe, and much like Melissa, it's just one of those places. I describe it as an onion. I was used to these big Tetons and big mountains and everything, and coming here, it's like an onion. You just take a layer off and a layer off, and it reminded me it reminds me a lot of the culture I came from, which is South Louisiana, and I'm a Cajun at heart, and
yeah.
And just having different cultures and people with different ideas, it's been a wonderful experience for me.
And I should tell the listeners that every time we go to a break, Darcy is checking her BlackBerry to see what the score is for the Saints football game today. So you can't take the New Orleans football out of the woman, even if you take the woman out of New Orleans, right?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
Well, with that background, obviously you and Melissa, you're friends, first of all. You happen to be co-workers and collaborators at Sotheby's International Realty. Do you find, Melissa, that there are occasions when you can work with or seek counsel from Darcy with her vast experience in Sotheby's International Realty?
Darcy has been phenomenal. She is such a supporter of every broker within the company, mm-hmm. and she is always there no matter time, day or night, to solve problems, answer anything, guidance. She's one of the reasons why Sotheby's has and is the best company out there. She is just phenomenal as far as her leadership.
With that said, Melissa's never called me during a Saints game.
Oh, okay. Well, she knows her priorities then and her
although she's a big Colts fan. We did have a little strain last year during the there was a little friction
there was a little rivalry that went back and forth.
Listeners can tell that it's not just always all about real estate, it's also about football too. And so, as I said, you know how to balance out your life. Well, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, we've actually reached that point in the show when it's time for our legal minute, brought to us by the law firm Assure Yost & Patterson. This week, attorney Alexia Constantaris will continue her commentary on some of the key components of a real estate purchase agreement. Now, whether it's a residential or commercial real estate purchase agreement, a buyer should be aware of the following considerations. Survey contingencies generally are based on deadlines that start upon the happening of a certain event. For example, the real estate purchase agreement may state something like, seller will provide the buyer with a survey within 20 days of the date of this agreement. And the buyer shall have 5 days from receipt of the plat of the survey to examine it and to notify the seller and the surveyor in writing of any objections. Further language might include, and the purchase agreement will further stipulate that within 5 days of receipt of a buyer's objections, the seller or surveyor will notify the buyer in writing whether the objections can or cannot be remedied or cured. Similar to title contingency provisions, receipt of the survey by the buyer will begin the time period for objections, just as receipt of the buyer's objections by the seller will begin the time period for the seller's cure of the objections. In another major area of a purchase agreement, disputes between buyers and sellers often occur, or sometimes occur, when it comes to the earnest money being held in escrow by a title company. Title companies normally require a written agreement by buyers and sellers before they will release earnest money to either party. If a dispute over earnest money cannot be resolved in a timely manner, a title company may choose to file an interpleader action, which is a technical phrase for actually placing the earnest money with a court, and then joins the parties who have a claim to the funds in a lawsuit to determine who is entitled to release of the money. And lastly, some forms of purchase agreements offer termination clauses, which include instructions to a title company regarding the release of earnest money to one party or another. Generally, these termination instructions must be executed by both buyer and seller and must designate the party to whom the earnest money will be released. Generally, if a buyer delivers legitimate objection based on either the title or survey contingency and the objection is not reasonably cured by the seller, then the buyer will be entitled to terminate the purchase agreement and recover the earnest money. Thank you to attorney Alexia Constantaris for giving us some very useful legal commentary on the key provisions of a real estate purchase agreement. And this is a little bit complicated, so if you have any questions, legal questions, of course, you can contact Alexia Constantaris at the law firm Assure Yost & Patterson at 505-989-7500. That's 505-989-7500. Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Darcy Burson and Melissa Pippin-Carson of Sotheby's International Realty. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey, Louis, where you going?
To the New York Deli, Upper East Side. Jeffrey's back.
Jeffrey's back? What'd he do, throw his back out or something?
Not his back. Jeffrey's back at the former Bagel Mania on Catron Street. He used to own the joint.
Yeah, back in the day.
Bringing those famous recipes back to the Bagel Mania. Spiffed up the joint good, he's calling
it. Oh, yeah, the New York Deli, Upper East Side.
Like the South Side. You can have breakfast or lunch all day. Same great food and service. Maybe you should go with me.
What if I want a Reuben or Eggs Benny?
I'm telling you, they got the same menu as the New York Deli Southside. The Reuben, the Rachel, Steak Philly, Hot Pastrami, Fish and Chips, Fresh Salads, and any breakfast dish you can think of.
So let's go already.
All right, here's the plan. We go south for breakfast to the New York Deli on the corner of Cerritos and Rodeo Road next to Pier 1. Then later, we head downtown to the former Bagel Mania on Catron and Guadalupe, which is now the New York Deli Upper East Side for lunch. Old stores are open 7 to 3, 7 days a week. Jeffrey's back, so forget about it.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure both your auto and home with Hub International, you can be eligible for money-saving discounts on both policies. We'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual needs, and also help you choose the most economical way to get the total insurance protection you need. Call Robin Schritter at 505-828-4085 or Linda Byford at 505-992-1864. Personal insurance protection at the right price through Hub International. Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a sort of a roundtable of real estate issues. I have Darcy Burson, who is the Senior Vice President and Co-Brokerage Manager of Sotheby's International Realty, with me here in the studio, along with our colleague, Associate Broker of Real Estate, Melissa Pippin Carson of Sotheby's International Realty. And we've been talking a little bit about the state of the market, some background on what brought them to real estate and to Santa Fe. Before we go back in that conversation, I want to tell you about my well-regarded friends at Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. That's 984-2770. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own real estate planning activities. Kathy Roberts, Gino is going to be my in-studio guest next week for the Christmas holiday weekend. Looking forward to that. I also want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico, situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains. Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch site offers outdoor enthusiasts access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking. And for those with equestrian interests, there could not be a better location. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to their website, www.discovercanyonridge.com. Again, that's discovercanyonridge.com, and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community. Again, back to my conversation with Darcy Burson and Melissa Pippin Carson. Melissa, I'd like to ask you, you are a big shot. You're on the board of directors of the association here in town. So
I am.
And
I,
what's that all about? And what you have a particular chair that you're or a position that you serve as chairman of. What is that?
I am chair of the MLS committee, which is extremely important in that it is the biggest tool, I think, in the realtor's handbag for selling property.
And to tell the listeners what MLS means, we know what it is, but it's the multiple list system. And again, that's where all real estate that's listed by any broker anywhere in the country can be found. So indeed, being chair of that committee, well, you've got a lot of power.
Well, it's not power necessarily.
I say that sort of humorously, I hope. But anyway, what does it mean to us as real estate brokers, the tools and the technique of the MLS?
Well, the MLS is the most important thing to get out the information on your listing. The exchange of information via the Internet, the data exchange, all of these basically funnel down to the MLS. And something that we've recently done that I'm extremely excited about, the green features that we are adding to our MLS, they are live now. And we have fields for water efficiency, energy efficiency, green certifications, and so forth.
And now that's critical to us as brokers, again, because the more information, the better, and particularly with that one area that's becoming so predominant in new construction and the like. Well, what does it mean to the average buyer or seller to have these features on the multiple list system?
Well, the National Association of Realtors recently did a study, and half of the respondents did say that green features are very important to them in their search for a new home.
I see.
So what it allows is a buyer to search certain features, say a tankless hot water heater or some sort of energy efficiency by homes. It also allows these homes to be distinguished differently through the appraisal and the resale process because we now have the data fields to give them the value that they were otherwise not, they were lacking.
And I think maybe in this marketplace in particular, because green aspects are significantly more important, I think, to people, and part of the reason why people come to Santa Fe is because of what it is, what it offers, the environment and the landscape, and the green element is perhaps more important here proportionate to the population than it is in other real estate markets. So having this feature, I think, is feeding nicely into what buyers particularly are looking for. Darcy Burson is co-brokerage manager, senior vice president of Sotheby's International Realty. You're pretty proud of your colleague here, aren't you?
Without a doubt. And I'd like to go into that. Melissa is not only one of our top producing agents, she's also a proud mother of two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And Obviously, raising a family and working full time and being very good at what you do is important. But for Melissa to step forward on a board level and have a commitment to making this a better industry, something we can all be very proud of,
mm-hmm.
and we can service our clientele better. That speaks volumes to who she is as a person.
Yeah, and I was joking before about all the power that you have, Melissa, with this job, and really that's not the issue. I mean, this is almost occasionally a thankless job. It's a lot of time commitment on your part. It's a very important element to us as brokers in the community, but very important to consumers out there. So for you, carving up the time between having two children, your husband who's also in the business, just general living, where do you find the time to do this?
Well, it is crazy at times, but when you enjoy what you do, you find you have many hours to do it. And, you know, real estate is one of my passions, my kids, my husband. Life is very good, and, I love Santa Fe. I love what I do.
Sure. Well, and maybe to segue on that point, we were talking about in the break that there are some new and creative ways that we as brokers are actually pursuing our trade. Melissa, why don't you talk about that on your day-to-day, what new creative things you're using to actually help buyers and sellers?
Well, one of the fun aspects of real estate is every transaction is different, and because this past year the climate has been very tricky, we've been able to participate in a couple of different transactions. One was a seller financing where we had a qualified buyer, but he was self-employed. And so the seller had the ability to actually hold the mortgage, wrote up a mortgage note, and they're pleased about it because they actually, had to sell in this tough market. You
right.
sell in the market that you have, not the one that you want. And
yeah.
these sellers sold for less than they thought their home was worth, but 2 years of interest-only payments make up a nice significant sum in that difference.
And I think we're actually, throughout the market, seeing more of these creative ways of doing things because doing the transactions is a lot more difficult these days between the changes in the mortgage rules, the fact the economy is a little bit more challenging, that buyers maybe need a little bit more help. So if a seller is willing to do that, that can open up all sorts of opportunities, right?
Right, exactly. We also just finished a transaction. It was a trade
mm-hmm.
where we had a property. It was very particular to a certain buyer and had been on the market for 4 years. We had the buyers, but they had to sell their own home
mm-hmm.
before they could make this purchase, this very expensive purchase. We worked out a trade situation whereby the seller purchased their home, and the buyers were then free to purchase the seller's property. Now, for the seller, it was a two-tiered sale. so that they're not going to get the bulk of their money yet until this next purchase occurs. But we do feel through the absorption rate of that neighborhood, which was pretty successful this year, that that would happen. The likelihood of it being a success is, you know, it's a win-win for both parties.
Right. That's a little bit different than a 1031 exchange. This is just a pure trade relationship
between the
buyer and the seller. Darcy, as someone who's obviously running a major real estate firm in town, are you seeing a lot of these other creative ways of doing transactions?
Absolutely. You know, whether we're seeing trades, owner financing, other types of financing.
Right.
But again, the main thing that we really work hard on, as you know, Ray, is really educating our sellers about where the market is and how. Obviously, this is a challenging market that we haven't seen in many, probably the 80s.
I think you're absolutely right, and that is one of the biggest challenges we as brokers have is the pendulum has swung the other direction.
Right.
It's been a buyer's market for a while. We were in the real sweet spot with sellers when they basically could put something on the market. I remember this from Washington, D.C. You get 10 offers in the afternoon. People will be escalating clauses, the whole thing. Well, man, that is not the case any longer. But unfortunately, and you're right, you hit it right on the head, a lot of sellers need to be educated about, hey, you know what, there's been a change in the market. These past days are really long due past.
Well, and we also, another challenge that we see all the time is because, you know, individuals would look at the equity in their real estate,
right,
and it was just a, in their minds a foregone conclusion that it was always going to be going up.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where a lot of our sellers have had some issues.
Yeah.
And I think we're doing a pretty good job of helping them work through that challenge.
Excellent summary on that. I want to shift gears a bit here and tell you that earlier today I had the opportunity to speak with Stephen Etree, who is the co-owner of Stephen's Consignment Gallery, regarding some thoughts he has for real estate buyers and sellers during this holiday season. Let's take a listen to what he had to say. I want to welcome Stephen Etree, co-owner of Stephen's Consignment Gallery, to the broadcast booth. Nice to have you on the show, Stephen.
Thanks, Ray. Good to be here.
You know, this locally owned and well-known Santa Fe institution has for nearly 30 years been offering quality antiques, furniture, art, estate items, as well as a full range of professional estate sales services. Today, as part of our Unique Locations real estate segment, Stephen is going to offer his thoughts on why the gallery is a terrific destination for gift buyers during this holiday season. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, we're certainly not Target. What we get in the gallery is generally one-off items, items that are one of a kind or that you don't see more than one, maybe two, possibly, in the gallery at any one time. Because items that are brought into us are items that are either antique or were purchased as unique items to be used as a focal point in a home. The items that we have are usually unusual and not only attractive, but of great value.
Now, you are an institution here in Santa Fe, and even though the economy has been difficult, the business at Stephen's Consignment Gallery is really sort of off the charts. And the reason I say that is we did a remote broadcast with you in October, and I know the turnout was fabulous for that event. Are you experiencing the same thing during the holiday now?
Well, you know, we've been on their stations. We've been running some advertisements addressing the possibility of individuals putting together their own unique traditions for themselves for the holidays, whether it was Thanksgiving or now Christmas or Hanukkah or going into the New Year celebrations. We like to sit around a finely appointed table and eat.
Right.
And we suggested that if folks don't have items that they can pull out for special occasions, Stephen's is a place to go because we do have a lot of those items to include, you know, fine china, crystal, sterling flatware, sterling hollowware and serving pieces. Gosh, you know we have dining tables and chairs.
Right.
So
we
are the place to go to kind of build your own tradition.
Yeah, that's 11,000 square feet of just about anything under the sun. Well, Stephen, this is the holiday season, and this particular part of the show is being aired here just before the end of the year. Any thoughts for the listeners? Any messages, wishes you want to send out to folks?
Well, like, it's this time of the year where we'd like to just wish everybody from Stephen's, we'd like to wish all of our customers in listening audience, a very prosperous new year and an enjoyable Christmas season.
As always, great suggestions and nice commentary from Stephen Etree. So remember to stop by Stephen's Consignment Gallery located at 2701 Cerrillos Road, or you can contact Stephen Etree directly at 505-471-0802. Stephen, thanks a lot for being on the show.
It's been a pleasure, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Stephen. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate here live. Today we have Darcy Burson and Melissa Pippin-Carson in the studio with us today. We're talking about all things Sotheby's International Realty, but we're going to take a break here on the show, and when we come back, we'll go into our famous or infamous, however you want to look at it, Open House of the Week segment, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There is a shopping wonderland online at NewMexicoCreates.org and at the Museum of New Mexico Foundation's five gift shops in Santa Fe. You will find delightful holiday gifts on Museum Hill with jewelry, toys, textiles, even Day of the Dead skulls at the Museum of International Folk Art Shop and authentic Native American art at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture. Strolling the plaza, there are three museum shops on the Santa Fe Plaza, the Palace of the Governors, the New Mexico History Museum, and the New Mexico Museum of Art. Find contemporary glassware, books, wood carvings, sculptures, paintings, photographs, and fabulous jewelry, bath products, and more. Remember to shop worldwide online at NewMexicoCreates.org and the museum shops. Your purchases support the Museum of New Mexico and the artist of the world. Give a gift they'll treasure from the Museum of New Mexico Foundation shops, where it is truly a holiday wonderland. Make your holiday shopping easy this year. Shop online at NewMexicoCreates.org.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
We're with Al Lucero from Maria's New Mexican Kitchen. Al, you're noted for your margaritas. Why are your margaritas so much better than most?
Well, first let me say that there are a lot of great margaritas at other restaurants in Santa Fe, and those are the ones that do what we do. They use premium tequila, premium triple sec, and fresh-squeezed lime or lemon juice. We use fresh-squeezed lemon juice at Maria's. Lemon juice is more consistent than lime. We use no sugars whatsoever in our shaken margaritas. We rely on the natural flavors of the tequilas, the triple sec, and the fresh lemon to bring out that just right amount of sweetness in our margaritas.
How many margaritas do you sell at Maria's?
Oh, a couple of thousand a week. And the best part is that each one is hand-poured and hand-shaken, and they're all reasonably priced.
Quality does make a difference. And at Maria's, quality is a prerequisite to good Northern New Mexico cooking, ambience, and hospitality. Maria's, 555 West Cordova Road, just east of St. Francis Drive, since before there was a St. Francis Drive.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we've been having some fun here in the studio talking about all things Sotheby's, all things real estate. Before we go into our segment with Chan Hamilton, my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, who is patiently waiting for us at her open house, I want to take a moment to tell you about Westgate Properties, LLC, a multi-tenant commercial property and homeowner association management company. Westgate Properties is hosting a major homeowner association seminar open to the public on Sunday, January 23rd at the Hotel Santa Fe. And Tom Simon, owner of Westgate Properties, is assembling a team of professionals to discuss every aspect of a homeowner association and has asked me to air a live broadcast of all things real estate from the seminar. So mark your calendar, Sunday, January 23rd, and listen for additional information over the coming weeks. You can also call Tom Simon at Westgate Properties for more information at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. We're going to have some fun with this. Again, that's January 23rd, a major homeowner association gig. And I actually suggested to Tom Darcy that he do it the day before the big legislative session, because there's some legislation pending in this upcoming legislature that impacts on homeowners associations. So this could be the major forum for people to talk about it. So anyway, look forward to that occasion. I want to introduce now my very good friend, my colleague, my former colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, who is now my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, the ever-famous, ever-vescent Jan Hamilton. Jan, how are you?
I'm great, Ray. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. And you and your partner, Christina Bronco, know this drill better than anybody, because we actually have done three remote broadcasts with you and Christina. So today you know that you've got 2 minutes, and that's not like a whole show, so 2 minutes to sell all of the listeners on the attributes of six Plana
Number six, Plano Arbolito.
There you go.
Thank you. Hi to you, Darcy, and also to Melissa. And,
hi, Dan.
Hi. And thanks, Ray, for for this opportunity. Christina and I are actually out at six Plano Arbolito today, which is a stunning single-level custom home in the Heartstone community. And for just a moment, I'd like to tell the listening audience about Heartstone community. It's about 15 minutes northwest of town, off Tonneau Road. There are 24 one-half acre lots and 48 acres of open space. There's also a shared community house among the lot owners, the property owners out here. So it's a unique and very special neighborhood. The home that we are representing is about 5 years old. It is an absolutely stunning home with drop-dead Sangre de Cristo views. When you enter a very zen-like courtyard with portals on three sides and enter the home, the Sangre de Cristo views draw you right through the living room and outside to a beautiful, beautiful portal area and walled garden. It is truly amazing.
Uh-huh.
The kitchen has a beautiful, sunny eat-in area and also a den-like area with a Kiva fireplace, top-of-the-line appliances, granite countertops. The main house has two bedrooms and two private baths, plus a gorgeous powder room with a granite pedestal sink. There's lots of storage in the main house. But the real gem of this property is a detached 550-square-foot library with floor-to-ceiling bookshelves, window seats, tile floors, a full bathroom, and a lot of closet space. So this space is private, it is warm and inviting, and a beautiful workspace, and could be a third bedroom with a private bath.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a three-and-a-half car garage or a three-car oversized garage. The landscaping, the courtyards, the gardens are beautiful here. We are here today, Ray, from 1 until 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And just to review again, we're representing a gorgeous custom single-level home. It was built in 2005. It's about 3,000 square feet with an oversized three-car garage. There are two fireplaces, in-floor radiant heat, portals, courtyard. It's just certainly worth seeing today. And if I have time, I'd love to give directions.
Yeah, that would be critical. And I have one other question for
yes,
you, too, before you go to the directions. Did you want to tell the listeners how much this property is?
I do. This property is being offered at $798,000.
Uh-huh.
And so we invite everyone to come out and look at it. The easiest way to get here is to take 599 to Ridgetop and then take Ridgetop to Tonneau Road.
Mm-hmm.
Make a left on Tonneau Road until you come to Tonneau West, and there is a real estate sign there, an open house sign. Take Tonneau West to Heartstone and turn left into the Heartstone subdivision and just follow it around to Plano Arbolito. And Christina and I will be here from 1 until 3.
Oh, well, great job as always, Jan. And at that price point, $798,000 with all the amenities you talked about and the square footage of around 3,000 square feet, including that lovely separate library facility you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
I think this is a heck of a bargain. And I can speak to the fact that we did a remote broadcast with you and Christina in that general area in the fall, and it's a beautiful part of town and very easy to get to downtown too, right?
It's very easy. The physical access is very easy to town, but the peace and the serenity out here is just
amazing.
Nothing to be matched.
Well, I encourage everyone to go out there and join Christina and Jan at 6 Plano Arbolito.
Arbolito.
From 1 to 3 today, you'll be there with bells on doing your open house. Thanks so much for being on the show, Jan. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Ray.
Talk to you soon. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, back here in the studio with my special guest today, Darcy Burson and Melissa Pippin Carson of Sotheby's International Realty. Guys, we've got about about 4 minutes, thereabouts, 5 minutes. Wow, well, that's a lifetime on radio. So what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about the Saints? No, I'm just kidding. What's the score anyway? You've been checking your...
They're down, it's 21-14.
I'm sorry. Okay, well, they're into the second half, right?
Yeah, but
you know. Yeah, they'll come back.
They'll come back.
They have, in fact, done that all season long. So, anyway, with these last 5 minutes, let's go into some sort of overview thoughts for the listeners today, ladies, about what differentiates Sotheby's International Realty. There are a lot of very good real estate firms here in town. We are blessed in Santa Fe of having a lot of very good real estate firms and highly professional real estate brokers. But from our standpoint, you couldn't do any better, frankly, than going with Sotheby's International Realty for a variety of reasons. Darcy, I'll give you the first crack at that. Why?
Why? As I mentioned earlier, I don't know how to sell real estate without that brand. And the tools that and the support that they've always offered us and it's just really quite amazing. I'm going to turn this over to Melissa because, as you know, I'm sitting in the office managing a company, and Melissa's the one that's really out there.
She is, and I guess, Melissa, part of that, the differentiation between Sotheby's International Realty, now combined with Santa Fe Realty Partners and the other firms, we're not beating up on anybody else, but there are a lot of assets that we bring to the table that a lot of people just don't have. So, and your thoughts tie in as well with real estate opportunities in 2011. What do you want to leave with the listeners today?
Well, Sotheby's is the best brand out there. Sotheby's, a listing denotes the best that you can get at any price point. And all of the brokers are highly professional. The integrity within the firm is bar none. And I think that as we go into 2011, I'm excited. I think with this merger, with all the tools that we have in the trade, I feel like momentum building, I think 2011 is going to be a much better year than the last two that we've seen.
Right.
I think there's so much to look forward to.
Yeah, and you pointed out actually in the green room when we were talking about it, maybe you alluded to it, Darcy, or you did, Melissa, during the show, is that with the elections behind us, a lot of people were sitting on the fence waiting to see what happened. With the outcome of congressional and gubernatorial races around the country. Now they know what the playing field is going to be, and so now it's time to take advantage of those low interest rates, moderate prices, great inventory, and if you are a buyer, why wait any longer, right?
Oh, exactly. I think that the bottom of the market is here now, and, you know, why put off your dream of moving to Santa Fe? We are seeing movement in the feeder markets. Buyers are actually buying now. Roger and I have been working with clients that been shopping for the past year that are now, closing on their, beautiful second Santa Fe home. So, I think that there are plenty of opportunities out there right now.
Darcy, I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds of the show to make your closing remarks.
Again, I'm really excited about the union of these two companies. Basically, what we've created here is something very special in that we've created a union of two highly regarded companies that have been brought together to give the best tradition, services, and marketing and management in one unified organization. And I'm really proud of that. I'm really excited to work with Tommy. And, we are very excited about what's to come in our future.
Well, we all are. And, again, that's Tommy Gardner, who is the co-managing broker here at Sotheby's International Realty. I want to thank Darcy Burson and Melissa Pippin Carson with Sotheby's International Realty for offering some very thoughtful commentary today. We'll have you back again soon, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And happy holidays to everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate, Debbie, Melissa, and Phil at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks for making the show a hit. Thank you for tuning into the program today. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Talk 1260, KTRC AM Santa Fe, your home for progressive talk in New Mexico.
The Council is behind closed doors today discussing ways to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. CNN's Richard Roth explains.